Hello, I am Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Stories for Adults. Hi. It is New Year's Eve. It is 5:23 a.m. and somewhere in the world, it is now 2021, and I thought I would come on and talk a little bit about, so that I could share this out and let you know, what I want to do on New Year's Eve into a little bit New Year's Day is just hang out with everybody. I know that COVID in some parts of the world has trapped you inside and away from loved ones, and there are no parties, and there's no music, and there's no, oh, no, you know, getting together. No, just everything is attacking your hope. It's just out to get your hope, right? And I know that there are a lot of people that are just like, if I'm going to start this year this way, this, how is the year going to be good? And I'm on this frantic mission to just bash that all to pieces. I have so much hope for this year. That just so much. And I know that for all that 2020 was awful in so many ways, in other ways for me, it was the most incredible year of my life. Very dramatically life-changing. I've talked a little bit about how that is in the podcast. And so, so I just want to let you know. So what my plans, I am Isawellen. And if you know me, and if you've ever been to the podcast before, you know that I'm all over Twitter all the time. I have two accounts. I have Isawellen and Lost Darling Girl, which is my sometimes very not safe for work poetry account. And I spend way too much time on Twitter. I'm actually, after this New Year's, I'm going to be, yes, I'll be taking another break. I say I'm going to take a break, but I do fade away. I mean, I do, like, a couple days I actually do step away, but my goal is to get some serious writing done. I want to finish a couple books actually in a couple months, so there will be no poetry for a couple months, and a lot less posts. There will be some advertising though, because I have a book coming out at the end of January. Yay. Some friends have entered. Hey guys, you can say hello in the chat. So that's the other thing. There's something else that I wanted to do. I posted, if you listened, there's a TikTok somewhere on my Twitter feed and on Facebook and on actual TikTok. Hey, how are you? Marie is in the house. I'm looking at your name and I'm like, am I saying it right again? And you told me lies. Such a dork. I go on TikTok and I act like I know what I'm doing, and then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, people are gonna think I've got, and why am I talking about TikTok? Because within 3 days I think I have over 200 followers. That's why. Oh yes, I'm not very good at TikTok, but I let's see how big my TikTok account is. I have 247 followers on TikTok now. I'm almost following 500, so anyways, I posted something on TikTok about a giveaway. I have a print copy of my second book, Her Broken Alpha, in my hand, and there's something, if you do, if you type it in the chat, you will be entered into a giveaway. I don't think that very many people are actually going to get the notice to this. Maybe I won't have to send the book. I think I will open up the gift to international, which means I could end up spending $30 to send this book somewhere. But you know, I'll do that. Maybe, I don't know. I'll go without coffee for a month and send this book. But yeah, I want to give away this book, but you have to listen to the TikTok to find out what you need to type in, because I'm not going to tell you. So that's one thing. And the other thing I want to do is just, you know, I talked a little bit about why I'm doing the podcast and why I want to have this party. So it, you know, impulsive ISO, spur of the moment ISO, I thought, hey, why don't I have a party for all the people who have nothing to do on New Year's Eve? And then I thought, oh my gosh, time zones. And then I thought, well, I want to dress up in my steampunk outfit, which is included a corset that I can hardly breathe in. And oh my gosh, what is my mom going to say if she sees me? It makes my chest just like, I look like the figurehead of a ship when I wear it. And I want to have, I'm not going to drink. There will be no alcohol, but I want to play games. We could play, I had a birthday party and I never shared that podcast because I did drink on it and I did have alcohol and I rarely do that. I turned into a giggly, wishy-washy, ridiculous mess. And Ben In My Hands audio came on and oh my gosh, I was like, okay, clear the room. Ben's here. Nobody talk but him. Pretty much. It was a ton of fun. And we played the raunchiest game. It's Cards of Humanity, but a knockoff. We played the raunchiest game of Cards of Humanity. And you play it digitally. And you can have as many players as you want. And so that's something anybody around the world can join in and play with us. And it was a ton of fun. It was really ridiculous. A very memorable moment that I have on recording just for me and nobody else ever. So yes, it was a ton of fun. So those are another thing I want to do. And the other thing is an English gentleman is sending in some audio that I'm going to share. I'm also going to share a great interview that I had with Quincy, my friend Quincy Speaks, that was pretty naughty. Because I asked some not safe for work questions. Moo and Boo, is that what that says? Moo and Boo Southwest, welcome and thank you for the heart. Thank you for sharing. Quincy Speaks came on and we had this great interview where I asked him the raunchiest. And I didn't realize, but Quincy has a real actual background in some of this BDSM stuff that I'm always asking about. And I was like, oh. Oh, I didn't know. I knew that Quincy is not a submissive man, but I did not know that he had this and other things. And oh, his boldness, that man will answer. He's as bad as the evil Scotsman. They will both answer any question that you put at them and then ask for more, make it harder. And I'm like, oh my God. And no euphemisms with that, okay? Oh, that's also what I need to do. Maybe have a raunchy poetry slam. That would be really fun. I just want to set Twitter on fire and have a ton of fun and invite all the people and we'll hang out and we'll chat back and forth and we'll encourage each other and we'll have a party so that nobody anywhere in the world feels alone or isolated or left out or forgotten. That's kind of my whole goal with that. Yes, you could call in and read some Spanish. Oh, I could send you some poetry. Ooh, you could read my naughty poetry in Spanish. That would be amazing. In Dominican Spanish. Marie is like, she's in the chat and I'm doing the thing that I always do, talking to the chat and not telling you. Marie says, oh, maybe I'll read some Spanish. And I'm like, yes, you could call in and read some Spanish. Yeah, oh my gosh, you're going to make people melt. Can you read in a sexy voice? I could try to read in a sexy voice. I have some stuff I could read as well. If you are a reader, a writer, or a voice artist, or an adult content person who's stuck at home, or a poetry writer, or anybody who is bold and brave enough, or doesn't have any, you know, constraints to sharing their voice. No one will see your face, but you could come into the chat. You have to subscribe so you know when I go live. If you subscribe, then you get my notifications. And you know, and yes, it's another app on your phone, but and so you could subscribe and then pop into the chat and call in. You have to have a phone and headphones, earbuds, whatever plugs into your phone to be able to talk. It works best. It doesn't always work if you don't, so it may not work at all. And you can call in and just share. And if you don't have anything to say and you want to call in, well, I got those questions. I got 30 questions that are not safe for work that I could totally ask. Oh, yeah. Well, no, you're going to co-host for your time zone. When is midnight in your time zone? Marie says she could co-host. I would love you. I would love you to co-host. Yeah, absolutely. For some reason, I wasn't scrolling down. I don't know why. Why my scrolling is not scrolling. There's no scrolling. It's 11:59 Eastern time, which is not Eastern time yet. It's 5 a.m. my time, but you're basically free all night. Well, anytime I come on, if you want to co-host and come on in and get your mic out and Marie can talk and oh yeah, no. Yeah, we're hanging out. But somewhere in the world, it's, you know, midnight. And so I thought I'd come in and wish them a happy new year. Also, what else? My scrolly thing is not working. Usually it scrolls down. Ooh, you have questions too. Yes, we can ask the naughty questions. Then I'll make her ask them. They're really hard to ask. For, you know, oh good Lord, if Ben, could I ask Ben if he ever masturbated at work? Oh, I can hardly say the word. Do you know how hard it was for me to push that out? yeah, absolutely. I'm going to look on Twitter a little bit. See if anybody, yes, I'm going to retweet it. So I have a book coming out. It's so hard for me. Listen, I love the cover of my book. Meryl designed it. It is really actually very beautiful. I love the girl's face. I love the guy's face. But I'm having this moment, and I took a poll on Facebook. They're like, oh yes, do the book cover. I'm having this moment where I feel like the cover just reveals too much. And readers were like, no, we want everything. And I'm like, no, I think it gives too much. The cover very definitely shows that the hero is not human. It doesn't tell you that it's an Omegaverse for a book. That is actually in the warning on Amazon, but there's nothing in the book to actually indicate, unless you've read the genre, there's no yes alpha and my omega will obey. There's none of that. And she doesn't know she's an omega. She's one of those, which if you read the trope is like a thing. However, she doesn't know she's an omega because he gives her he helps her to become, to transform into omega. It also looks very, you know, medieval and almost kind of, what is this weird recording? And it's not. That picture is true to the book. It's true to the book. It takes place on a planet with two moons. The planet is a modern settled planet. It's an interstellar planet. It has a port. It has spaceships and all kinds of aliens come in and out. And but that's the big cities. And the big cities are closed off, live far away from this little village of people that are living the humble life. They're living a very medieval, non-electricity, although they do have it. The schools mandate, the planet mandate, that everybody, students must be taught about technology so that nobody can come in and say, you know, bring electronics and pretend to be witches or gods or anything. There's actually a school that mandates that they're taught all the modern science. They have to choose the humble life away from the horrors of modern society. And so this and there are several villages. They're all along the river. It's called the Peace River Valley, the Peace River and the Peace River Valley. And so the cover shows that side of the book, because nothing takes place in the big spacey cities. And the hero looks very, you know, orcish. He's actually called the Orcai. Orc kink is a thing. Monster kink is a thing. And so he looks very that. You thought the cover was great? I'm so glad. I do. I think it's beautiful. I think it is amazing, but I think it gives away so much. What if you think that hanging out and making love to an orc is a disgusting thing? You're never going to pick up this book. If you just read it, maybe you would think he was just a weird, kind of strangely alien guy. But now that you know that he's an orc, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's all kink about giant phallic parts. Oh, yes. Yes. Isa's having trouble admitting to her own writing. Hi, Sam. Thank you for entering the studio. Six people. I am so glad. So let me reiterate. I'm going to live stream several times over New Year's. We're going to hang out. We're going to play wild games. We are going to laugh. We are going to laugh into the new year. We're going to share, if you have a word of intention or a word of the year, or if you're setting, you know, positivity goals, I know, New Year's resolutions, yada, 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 yada. I got to tell you, my word of the year, every year, has changed my life. It's had massive impact on my life. Not always as I expected it, but incredible impact on my life. I think I started with fearless. I've had focus, I've had pursue, I've had permission. My year, word of the year in 2019, the year I wrote my books, was permission. I did not think it was permission for the things it gave me permission for, and it kind of carried over into 2020. It took me a long time to adjust to the permission that I felt, you know, the word represented, but this year my word is live. Because it's been such a year of anger and death. I didn't even realize I had the music on. I'm going to turn it off. Hey! Do you see it? Glazia? She podcasts too. I have gone to... Something happened the last time. I need to find the link. Because the last time I went to go and listen to your podcast... Hi! Welcome! The last time I went to go and listen to your podcast, I got distracted and I didn't, and I wanted to, because I know you do a little bit of different thing, you know, and you're welcome to call in too and even just tell about your podcast. I am planning on, it is going to be a free for all. Who cares about themes and staying towards time? I tell stories. Your story is important. She's calling in. Hi. How are you?
Phones is just acting.
Fix yeah, it. You're staggering a little bit. Am I too loud? My sound. Let me turn my sound up. Yeah, you're kind of coming in and out, which is. Yes. Do you have is your mic on the setting where it'll only it. To cut off the surround sound?
Basically, it's set for sound when that's... I fixed yeah, it I'm so that it...
I'm only getting bits and pieces. Let's see, can I? Yeah, I can't.
I can fix
So it. Go ahead and talk and I'll be quiet. Maybe I'll mute myself and then it'll be all you and no sound I make will be picked up.
Right. Using my phone. Tried to use my mic and everything, but because
you're using your phone. Yeah, you have to use your phone. You're cutting in and out though, and I don't know why.
No.
I so want to talk to you. I actually made it to Powell's Books and they had a bunch of rooms open. But I took my son with me because he wanted to go to the math room. And that was like one of the three that were closed. And so he was like, I'm done. And then I had to use the restroom and the restrooms were closed. And by the time we found one, I'm like, I'm done.
Went there and we were like, had a list of we're like this is what we're gonna get. We're get and we my sister because she went with us she, and so to
You were cutting in and out. Like I hear a snippet and then it stops, and I hear a snippet and then it stops. Why don't you go out and then come back in? Sometimes that fixes it.
Let me try and.
I would love to talk to you so much, because I want to hear about your podcast too. See, this is how easy it is. You just ring, you just call in. And if it doesn't work, I'm not, you know, a pain about it. Can you hear? Okay, how's that?
Is this better?
Oh, gosh. Yes, you're still in.
Mike, let me. One moment. I'm going to end. Figure something out. I'll definitely. Of my overnight shift.
You just told me I missed perfect. It's like trying to fit stitch together puzzle pieces. Figure out what you're saying. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it would be so cool. So that's what you do. Anybody can call in. You just click the little chat head and call in. And sometimes it works fantastic. And sometimes it sucks. Oh, you were just coming off the overnight shift. Yeah, no, I'm just still awake. Yeah, I would love for you to figure it out. You are absolutely welcome to come in and pimp your, is that what they, is that what the kids say? Share your podcast, share your stuff. I so would love to share that out. I'm all about that. And we're going to have so much fun, right? It will only be as much fun as you guys let me have, though, because, you know, I can be pretty insane. I don't know what our friends all my friends in England who I would love to come on to. And what our friends at Six Sheets Under Official will be doing. I didn't ask them. I should have asked them. But yeah, it's going to be fun. I am determined. We will have the funds, right? Hello?
Better?
Glazia is trying to call in again. Glazia. As I play with names. Yeah, I can't hear you at all this time. You are speaking. You're laughing. No one can hear me.
Hear me now? Is it?
Oh, intermittently. I heard you laugh, which I love.
With my internet, let's. How is this?
You gotta have yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that too.
My gosh, I think.
But I'm not hearing it. Turn it up.
Maybe it's just
say something. Something to do.
How about this? Oh, better.
Yeah. A little bit here and there.
Let's connect my headset over the phone.
A little bit here and there. No one can hear you. This will probably happen like 20
times.
Is
this working?
It feels like that time I was talking to Johnny. Oh, if I could get Johnny. He's probably out partying.
Can you hear me now?
I heard that. Do you have earbuds?
That's the thing. I try. One moment.
That's part of it. It works better with earbuds or what doesn't work very well. Brandon once called in and he tried to use a Bluetooth and that didn't work very well because I couldn't hear him. And although Johnny had a Bluetooth and that worked good, so I don't know why I couldn't hear Brandon. I kept saying, could you speak up? Could you speak up? I can't hear you. The Scotsman has called in and had had a terrible connection to had crappy earbuds too. Hopefully he'll get a new pair. Wouldn't that be awesome? So yeah, that's my plan. We're going to hang out. We're going to be positive. We're going to party in isolation. We're going to play games. If anybody knows any other games, if we were in a Discord, we could play Jackbox, which has some really ridiculous games. You can play that with your phone.
The Jackbox.
You could play it in podcast. Oh, I heard that. You have
and
games.
If we ever all seven.
You tell me.
Games. Like game.
Yes. Seven. I heard a number.
All the seven.
If you have a lot of games, you could DM me on Twitter or something and share them with me. That would be fantastic. That would be really great.
Through a different way.
Okay. Well, I'm about finished anyways. This was just going to be a short live stream. So to tell you the plan, you know, I'm probably going to go to sleep here so I can be awake for later. But yeah, this is the plan. I'm going to live stream. I'm going to be on Twitter. I'm giving a book away. You got to go to my TikTok to find out the words to say it in the chat. So maybe I'm not giving a book away. We'll see. I'm doing a cover reveal on Facebook today of my new book. I'm complaining about my new book, which I love the cover. I feel like people will now know that I write weird stuff. It's like when you're going to figure this out. Bobby entered. It's like sharing the cover of my book is like trying to describe a megaverse and why it's kinky. You know, the thing on TikTok, so I'm on the TikTok, people are like, oh, that's just for kids. Are you kidding? There are so many over 30, over 40, over 50 people, and there are tons of writers and readers. There's a whole thing that has like a million followers called Book Talk. Seriously, the hashtag has been used over a million times, I think. And the Book Talk people get on and they are fanatical about their books. They buy the hard copy books. I think I sold 3 already, so I am staying on the TikTok. But anyways, so I'm on the TikTok, and I have no clue what I'm doing over there, and shared a little bit out there, and I don't know why I started telling you about the TikTok. The TikTok. I am the There's some really fun things. So I'm Gen X. Some really funny things about Gen X too on there. Are these things that I didn't know this is what they were called, but thirst traps, apparently. I just learned this year what thirsty meant, people. Okay. So now there are thirst traps. And yeah, some of those are, I mean, I know that Marie watches them every now and then. So yeah, we're going to play games. We're going to do, it will be very not safe for work. All my podcasts are. You don't hear me cuffs very often. But, you know, if I described my books, if I read, oh, good Lord, what if I read? Girl, what if I, okay, if I just opened my book that I'm going to give away, Her Broken Alpha, to any page near the beginning of the book. Oh, Lord. No, not that page. I wish that the okay, I'll read this. Are you ready? From my own book. Later after you read. This is from page 124 on the print book. I just opened it to a random page, and lo and behold, it's sex. This book has so much sex. Like her sister, Naya had planned to choose a good alpha, a malleable alpha, safe. One who found himself on the bottom of most alpha piles. Crispin's life would amount to giving orders to betas in an office rather than a battlefield. There would be little conflict or risk to disturb their tranquil existence. As a calm, placid mad, he did not need to command her every mood or make excessive demands. Omega females found mates as soon as they reached physical maturity. The joke with alpha was that they were born physically mature, but it took 80 years to know how to treat an omega properly. Her brother said, crudely, that it took 80 years to know how to fuck an omega pussy, so she would choose you all for all others. Most of society considered alphas under the age of 55 to be adolescent, children unfit for the company of respectable ladies. Crispin was 58. This is because I just need to pop in the reading. I thought, I'm going to do age difference. Well, gosh darn it, I'm going to do extreme age difference. But that explains it. I found a way to make it work, people. Okay. The emotions overwhelmed her, but locked to her new mate. She processed them quickly. This mate, who was not malleable, was hers. Perfect for her. Monster locked himself inside her, his purr a balm easing her physical pains and her emotional wretchedness. His hips moving, he continued to pleasure them both. She lost everything, gained everything. He was much, much older than Crispin. His smell, the scars on his body, the commanding nature of his voice, everything about him felt older, powerful, inexorable. She had smelled him. She had wanted him. She had chosen him. Brushing at her own teeth marks with her fingers while he worked her insides, the rawness of her exposed motions transformed into satisfaction. Her tears faded, replaced by enchantment. She could do this. She would do this. Some seed planted by her upbringing whispered like an extra voice in the back of her head, reminding her of how she had gotten here. It poked at her about the unsigned contract with Crispin and her family's expectations, demanding her outrage. She pushed the thought aside as soon as they came, facing them down one by one, while her alpha held her close. She couldn't think on what she couldn't change. That voice sounded like her mother's, and this was no place for her mother. Intoxicated by their bond, vulnerable and open as a book, she gave him everything of herself. Normally, allowing someone to see her as such a raw state would have made her embarrassed or ashamed, but not with him. With the monster, she felt free. His release, too long denied, dares not refuse to relax. He hadn't been thinking when he shoved this part. Pardon me. Okay. This is Omega versus Alphas and Omegas. Alphas not. They not to their Omega. You can Google it. His release, too long denied, dares not refuse to relax. He hadn't been thinking when he shoved the sharp claw of his forefinger up her precious little ass, and now it was locked inside by the massive swelling at the base of his dick. He couldn't remove the offending digit for fear of hurting her. Maybe tomorrow the situation would be funny. He'd have a fucking story to tell. Unable to move, worried about them both becoming dehydrated, Dare felt like an idiot. This was going to be an ongoing problem. He'd avoided putting his fingers in her tight little pussy for just this reason. He'd need to cut one of his claws off, file it down. Better make it 2, 3. Damn, she was declawing him. His berserker gloated at the thought, ridiculously pleased with himself. Dare did not want a mate. He had done everything in his power to kill the desire for a mate that burned inside him. He had devoted himself to memories, sweet Eleni, adorable Eleni, shy, quiet, everything an Omega breeder should be, obedient, biddable, sun-gilt, and full of life. He'd been afraid to hurt her or frighten her. He couldn't imagine daring to rub his thumb down her crease, much less jamming his favorite disemboweling tool up her asshole in search of an Omega's hidden pleasure nodule. Now he was locked tight and tangled up with the little thing his monster had claimed. She needed water. He needed protein to last through her heat. Accustomed to his rages and self-isolation, his people wouldn't come knocking at his door and wouldn't offer any aid. So, yeah. And look, I can cuss. Ah! Hello. Yeah, that's the book I'm reading from that I give it away. I will write your name down and enter you into the drawing. But yeah, so it's a Megaverse. It's a little different. It's a little naughty. And can you imagine that passage read by... Oh, translate. I will send you something. Could you imagine that translate or that passage read by Ben in My Hands Audio? He is my dare. He reads dare. So I have three audios actually that he's read. I should share a clip of one. Actually, if you scroll through my podcast, you can hear it. A full one. It's 20 minutes of him being dare, growling, and just being amazing. I gotta write your name down to enter you in. So yeah, I need you to watch. I will post the winner everywhere. On Facebook, on my TikTok, on Twitter, on New Year's Day. I will draw on New Year's Day to see who wins. Right now, there's only one entry, so you could get it. But be watching, because I'm never going to know who this is, who to send the book to. And I'll need you to send me your information. So, yeah. We're going to read. I could read from my book. I could read poetry. Oh. Glassy is trying to connect again. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you?
A little bit. Keep talking. Say more than one sentence. That's where the problem is. I can hear you say about three words every time.
See if this word just like that I something and then I is a Google audio jack.
Yeah, I can't hear everything. So, I heard Pixel, and I have a Pixel too on my phone. I can get my phone to work. But I don't know what you said because you're going in and out. That sucks. That's not going to work for me. I would love to talk to you. Absolutely love to talk to you. So I will send you, you know, Marie, if you just go to my account, my poetry account, there's tons of poetry. You can read anything you want. You could pick something. Why don't you pick something and read it in Spanish? Don't worry, we have the rest of the day to figure it out. We do. We do. I'm going to go off air now and take a nap. So you guys need to be watching. I don't have set times. I think 4 p.m. my time, Pacific time, is when it is midnight in England. And I do want to be podcasting around then so that my and before then so that my English, I can connect with my friends who are overseas. That's what I Googled this little handy dandy website time when year 21 starts around the world, and it says that it at 4 p.m. it hits the United Kingdom. So I will definitely be live streaming somewhere before that, probably maybe 9:30 a.m. my time or even earlier. So yeah, absolutely, definitely. Because I want to give a chance to talk to my, and then I will, you know, I might go live US time, Easter time, probably I'll go live for sure at midnight. So where can you see me on Facebook? If you want to find me on Facebook, I'm Isawellen Writes. That's my profile. Isawellen Writes. On Twitter, I'm Isawellen. I don't have my I might have a link tree in my Twitter links. I don't know. You might be able to find me somewhere on my pod, on my Podbean page. I also might have my Facebook links. So yeah. What else? That's it. I'm going to go and take a nap so I can be awake. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give away a book. I'm going to, we're going to read some naughty poetry. I'm going to write some raunchy poetry. I'm going to write some euphemism poetry about how much Stefan at SWL Photographic likes that part of his anatomy. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to try. I love writing euphemism poetry. We're going to play a game. We're going to play some raunchy Cards Against Humanity. Anybody all over the internet will be able to enter that game. We'll see how it goes. It's pretty easy to play, and there's this pretty simple interface. I'll have those links, be posting links and stuff as the day goes out. So watch my Twitter. That's where I'll be the most active, at Isawellen. And yeah, join me. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be positive. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to be ridiculously funny and terribly dirty. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Oh, I heard you. Bye. And call in. Call in. You are welcome to call in. You need to have earbuds and a phone and the app. Maybe. Sometimes that works. I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully next time. See you soon.